And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good afternoon, sports fans. It's time for high school basketball, football, anything you want it to be. Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, we're here at the WCDO Press Box at Johnson City High School. And if you haven't noticed that we're sitting right behind the pep band today, moments away, we'll be having the game between the Sydney Warriors and the Johnson City Wildcats. A beautiful sports facility, a perfect day for football, but a bit on the hot side. And the game will be coming up in just a very few moments. This afternoon's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by the folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See their professional sales staff or give them a call today at 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in this afternoon's game and throughout the season. Well, there, Dapper Dave, we have ourselves a bit of a reunion, as because this, as we mentioned last night, is Eric Race territory.
Yes, it is, and he's already greeted me and threatened to throw me out of here if I get out of line.
But so, that will not happen, I am certain. I am certain. I'm going to very quickly jump right into starting lineups because I don't know the... I guess we're going to be having the playing of the national anthem now. So we'll probably cut back to the station for just a moment. You're listening to football on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here at Johnson City High School. As we said, a hot summer afternoon. And what more can you say? Well, Coach Dave, you've been watching the meeting of the officials out in the center of the field with the co-captains. What are we in store for?
Well, we first of all, it could be confusing. Both teams are maroon and white. Looks like Johnson City is kicking off to Sydney. Sydney is wearing white jerseys today, and then Johnson City Wildcats are wearing maroon. Very festive atmosphere. We have a carnival going on off to our left.
It is one of those many activities that happens here in the Southern Tier. Well, we'll see if we can get the starting lineups for you. We're going to be having at center today Big Mitch Dravinowski. He is a junior for the Johnson City Wildcats. 5'11", 270 pounds. He is a big boy. At the guard positions, number 50, Dylan Palmateer, a junior. A senior is going to be Ryan Espy, number 56. The tackles in today's game will be number 52, Deshaun Jones, and number 76, that is Arthur Huratowski, a senior. And the ends will be number 25, Isaiah Washington, a senior, and junior Lucas Riggleman, wearing number 30. The quarterback, Nick Weathers, a senior, and in the backfield, number 21, Gerald Wissanen, a senior, a sophomore, Reginald Williams, and another sophomore, Quinton Johnson. So we have a couple of youngsters in the backfield. For the Sydney Warriors, Pat Vibbard will be doing the quarterbacking. He'll be taking snaps from Trey Crawford, a junior wearing number 62. Alex Morrow and Bryant Gray will be the two guards. The tackles will be Austin Dean and Colin Brandle. The ends will be Mike Ward and Austin McCarroll. And in the backfield, along with Pat Vibbard, will be Brandon Walters, Nate McDonald, and Damian Zimmer. It looks as though the Wildcats will be kicking off to the Sydney Warriors.
That's right, they're lining it up, and it looks to me like big number 52, Deshaun Jones, is going to put 290 pounds into this kick for Johnson City.
So, Jones puts his hand up and has ready to direct his team. He approaches the ball, kicks it. It's a low kick. It will be taken in there by number 8 for the Sydney Warriors.
Look out!
That's Austin McCarroll. McCarroll is still on his feet. He's across midfield. Gets down to the 40. Almost had a breakaway run at the very last minute. One of the Wildcats grabbed him and pushed him out on the far sidelines right in front of the Sydney Warrior bench.
Oh, my goodness. He was gone. He was off to the races. But guess who slowed him down? Deshaun Jones, the kicker, went over there and grabbed him and slowed him down, knocked him off stride so someone else was able to catch up to him. Otherwise, that would have been 6.
So the Sydney Warriors will take over 1st and 10 in J.C. Wildcat territory at the 39. Vibbard brings his crew up, and he goes on the very first handoff of the game to number 24. That is going to be, I don't have a number
change. We don't
have
a 24.
Very first man. Well, you can tell by the way he, where's our buddy Cole? He's disappeared when I need him.
Write down number 24. Maybe we can figure it out later. But he got drilled in the backfield for a loss.
So we have a number 22, so I'm assuming Brandon Walters is in the backfield. Ooh, bad snap. It's going to be high. Vibbard can't grab it. He has to backtrack. Finally falls on the ball himself, but after he has gotten across midfield, and it will be dropped down at the 46-yard line back in Sydney territory. Loss on that play of nearly 10. And it will bring up a third down, and we'll call it 20. Still trying to find out who the mystery man is in the backfield. We were given starters as being Walters, Nate McDonald, and Damian Zimmer. Dropping back, Vibbard. He's got an open man, puts it in the air, but it is going to be picked off, grabbed off in there by number 24. That is Mitchell. Oh, big long name. We'll try to get that for you in a second. He comes to the near side, gets across the 40, across the 30, down to the 25, and he's finally going to be ridden out of bounds and brought down, and we'll say it's going to be inside the 25 at about the 24. Great run back. Oh, now, Mitchell Keelman-Cown.
Cown? Yeah, I think that would be my best guess.
Keelman-Cown?
Yeah.
Big long name.
We'll call him
K-E-O-M-O-U-N-K-H-O-U-N.
Whew.
Lots of letters. So the JC Wildcats now have the opportunity, very good opportunity, first and 10 from the 24. The handoff will go to Gerald Wisnett. Wisnett, the senior, is going to have a hole opened up by his interior line. He won't get much running room, short yardage, gain of about 2 on that play. So the ball will be spotted down at the 21. So we said we have a large guy doing the centering.
Okay, it's Dylan Palmateer. He was listed as a guard, but that's who went. That's who's over the ball right now, Dylan Palmateer.
So Palmateer snaps it back. It is going to be in there to Weathers. Let's see. And he, on a quarterback keeper, tries the left side and gets down very close to first down territory. He is just a little squid. No, now they say first down.
Yeah.
So they'll move the chains. The ball spotted down at about the 13-yard line. So we have Palmateer and Dameron Olowski switching positions. So it is the big 270-pounder who's over in the guard position. Palmateer is the center. Into motion this time goes Reginald Williams. The ball will be handed off to Wisenant instead, and Wisenant will get down to the 10. He is a yard or so across the 10. So Sydney finding itself with a tough defensive battle, I guess is the best you could call it.
It's going to be, yeah, they're facing up against some pretty big boys. Sydney's got a couple of big boys of their own, but I don't know if they have as many.
Again, Nick Withers now is going to keep it himself. He will find the end zone. Nick Withers had no problem that time. He was looking for a man to hand the ball off to, but it was not necessary. Withers just simply found a hole that was opened up, probably by Palmateer. Those guys were pushing linemen out of the way, and as a result, a hole opened up, and Withers, being very alert, scampered on through. He only had to go about 9 yards in order to manage to get in, and he was able to do that easily. So that is at 8:53. The first score of this ball game comes in by our good friends at JC. 8:53, period number one.
Looks like they're lining up to kick. Looks like Deshaun Jones is going to do the honors.
So Weathers on the run. Now the ball will be snapped back. The man who was going to be doing the holding was Ricky Bales. Bales had to bail out at the last moment and run back. The PAT attempt to run will not be good. Bales is slammed down way back at about the 20-yard line. So we have ourselves a 6-0 ball game. Johnson City leading it, and the Sydney Warriors will have an opportunity one more time to try to crank something up. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Nick Withers, managing to scamper in from the 9, puts the Wildcats up by a 6-0 score. Opening minutes of play. We have 8:53, period number one, as we return to action. And again, it is going to be big number 52. That's Deshaun Jones, who will be doing the kicking. He brings his hand down, moves toward the football. This one, not a big, long, booming kick. Goes down to the 24. It is going to be picked up in there by number 8 for the Sydney Warriors. That is going to be Austin McCarroll. And McCarroll manages to get back up across the 30, across the 35, and finally is brought down there after crossing or getting very close to the 40.
That was actually a pretty nice run back. He had to come up and pick it up short, and he was in the crowd right away. And he was dodging tacklers and running behind blockers and got the ball outside the 40-yard line. Not too bad.
So the Sydney Warriors taking over first and 10 from the 40 in their own territory. Snap goes back to Vibbard. He wants to pass. His intended receiver out there was Austin McCarroll, but McCarroll was heavily covered. And that goes for a long strike as it was actually overthrown. Austin McCarroll couldn't get away from his man.
Now, a lot of times, Sydney will run the snap directly under the center, but right now he seems to be content back there in a straight, you know, 4 yard away from the center. But that caused a problem earlier because his snap went over his head.
A couple of 41-point outputs last night in a game that you heard on WCDO. Unitego ended up beating Oxford 41-21. Down the road at BG, it was 41-31. The Bobcats over Unadilla Valley. Carey being good yardage, actually, getting up across the 45 to about the 48. And Sydney will be stopped there. It will bring up a third, and we'll call it long two.
And that was our mystery man, number 24 again.
So Vibbard, waiting for the snap, calling the signal, sends a man in motion, hands off in there to Brandon Walters. Walters crushes off the left side of the line, picks up about 6 as he's brought down finally at the 45-yard line, first down for the Sydney Warriors.
That was a good, tough run. Walters running hard.
I am looking across. Oh, I do have number 6. I keep looking for whoever is not there. Do we have a number 5 on McDonald? I do not see a number 5 out there. So that number 24 may very well be McDonald. I'll say that logically. Then we'll be proven wrong later. Don't write any to change anything there. We're going to be having a timeout called by the Sydney Warriors. We have a 6-0 ball game. The JC Wildcats on top. 7 minutes, 46 seconds remaining in period number 1. Football on a Saturday afternoon over your station for sports, WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to CatalogOutletOnline.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves, along with Dave Keller, here at Johnson City High School on a hot and humid September summer afternoon. You know, the person that my heart really bleeds for is there is a mascot in a Wildcat uniform, and that poor gal looks very, very, very warm. Back in action. The snap goes to Vibbert. He wants to pass. He's got Nate McDonald open, and McDonald will tie up this ball game. So that play started at the 45, so we end up with a 45-yard pass. That happens to go from Vibbard, and we're going to say that is number 24, Nate McDonald.
And that was a nice catch.
Oh, perfect catch.
Over the shoulder, one hand, pulled it in.
So we have ourselves a 6-6 contest as the Wildcats scored first, and then not very long thereafter, it is the Sydney Warriors who will get on the scoreboard here in the first period. And the ball is going to be snapped back directly to McDonald, and he is going to have to battle his way, and he will not make it. So the snap came back directly to number 24. We're assuming that's Nate McDonald. He got about half the distance that he needed and then was stopped cold. So we have ourselves a 6-6 ball game. You're listening to football on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller. And we have ourselves a 6-6 contest. While the ball is being teed up, we can make note of the fact that we have looked up and down the line again and we still see no number 5. So I'm reasonably confident that that is going to be Nate McDonald. I don't know that they have any other power runner like that. Big, long, booming kick. It is going to be back, and they're going to try to get it with Mitch, whatever the big, long name was that we bubbed it up before. And he touches it, and the ball goes into the end zone. And as a result, it's going to be run back or brought back out. My attention is upfield where a youngster from Sydney runs out into the field, grabs the tee, and takes it back over to the far sideline. And now everybody's attention goes down to the 20, back in JC territory, where the Wildcats will have the ball first and 10. Nick Withers handing it off to Gerald Wisenat, and Wisenat will get across the center of the line, pick up very short yardage, probably about 3, getting out to the 23, possibly the 24. It will bring up, we'll call it 2nd and 7.
That's correct.
A whole bunch of games going on around the area today as this is part of the first weekend of football season. It satisfies a whole lot of fans. The ball will be kept on the ground. Looks to me like Reggie Williams is going to get it. I say that, and then I find out that Nick Withers managed to pull the ball back in. And he rumbles forward, gets the first down, as he just followed his fellow backs through that line, gets down to the 33. So that's all he needed was just a whisker, and he manages to get it. 6:50 showing on the clock. 6-6 ball game, Sydney Johnson City here in the first period. Weathers now goes to Wisenet. Wisenet, look out, he is off to the races. He's still on his feet and will probably go to score. So that game came from the 34-yard line. So it is going to be a long run by number 21.
Well, that, 67 yards, huh?
So we end up going to see. It is going to be 67 yards. 67 run. And that makes it now a 12-6 contest. So Wisnant that time was off to the races. Time of that score at 6:32 in the opening period. Both of these teams have been explosive offensively. No one has had the opportunity to get settled defensively. Kick going up by Deshaun Jones. And the PAT kick is up and through. And as a result, we have ourselves a 13-6 game. The Sydney Warriors trailing the Johnson City Wildcats. Football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Deshaun Jones, who did that PAT kicking, now tees up the ball at the 40-yard line, and he comes back into the huddle where his teammates are still standing. No one up at the line yet. He has the ball teed up. Now he has said whatever he wants to say, and the entire Wildcat team moves up to the line of scrimmage. The Wildcats lead in this ball game, 2 touchdowns to 1. Jones holds that hand aloft, now approaches the ball and kicks a short kick, and it is going to be allowed to bounce, and with that it will be a loose ball, first touch by the Johnson City Wildcats, and then 3 Sydney Warriors fell on it, and it is going to be called a Sydney ball.
Wow, you ball probably changed hands a few times at the bottom of the pile.
You can almost tell. If you watched Jones tee up that ball, he teed it up not in the back-leaning position, but in a forward-leaning position. You almost knew that there was going to be something coming up just simply by the way he teed that ball. And he sent just a little squiggler. It was obviously going to be an attempt for an onside kick. The Sydney Warriors got the ball. They will take over at the 26-yard line. First and 10 in their own territory. Into motion is going to be number 8. That's Austin McCarroll. McCarroll is going to be hit down. We see a number of Wildcats saying the ball is loose and it's ours. And that it is, as Austin McCarroll coughs up the football. The Wildcats recover. Deep in Sydney territory, it will be 1st and 10 Wildcats at the Sydney 28-yard line.
Boy, it was not good. You know, on that kickoff, it was a short kick, and it took one of those high hops, and everybody was looking back to McCarroll to come up and field the ball, and they almost waited too long and lost it on the kick.
We made mention of the fact earlier that most of us just sitting here writing in our paperwork were working up a sweat. Now all of a sudden I get a wonderful breeze coming through the door here, and all of that sweat is beginning to evaporate, and as a result, it's cool for the first time today. Carry by Reginald Williams, number 36. He rumbles through for more than the Sydney Warriors wanted to see as he'll get down to the 20-yard line. And it will bring up a 2nd and 1 as Williams put the Wildcats very close to first down territory.
Did you see who recovered that fumble?
I did not.
Neither did I.
I did not. Dylan Palmateer comes out over top of the ball, snaps it back to Nick Weathers. Weathers is going to be pushed forward, I think, probably for the first down. There will be a first down in there. It may have been Williams who actually got that one.
Yeah, Williams got the ball, but he was met abruptly at the line of scrimmage, but he got a little help from his friends to push it forward for the first down.
1st and 10 for the JC Wildcats. The ball marked down just inches high of the 15. 5:23 showing on the clock. Period number 1. Weathers will keep the ball. Oh, at the very last second, when a man had him, The ball was pitched back to Gerald Wisenhut. There is a flag on the play, but it was a beautiful play as Nick Weathers had the ball, and it looked like it was going to be a quarterback keeper. One of the Sydney Warriors got a hand on him and was about ready to pull him down, and he very alertly fired the ball back to Gerald Wisenhut. And Wisenhut went around the left side of the line and in for what appeared to be a touchdown, but it is going to be called back with a flag on the play.
Yeah, flag on the play, and I'm not sure what that call was, unless he had an illegal receiver downfield, perhaps?
It was definitely against the Wildcats. J.C. in the huddle, all members of the team holding hands. Now they break out of the huddle. We have a new man in that backfield. It is going to be Isaiah Washington, and now we're going to be having a timeout call very briefly, and we will try to set up what's going to happen. I guess both teams are going back to their respective benches to meet with their coaches. For those of you who may have just joined us, the first goal came by way of a run, 9-yard quarterback keeper as Nick Weathers went in for the Wildcats of Johnson City at 8:53 of the first period. Then a very short 30 seconds or so later at 7:39, Sydney got onto the scoreboard with a Vibbard to McDonald pass, 45 yards. It was tied up 6-6. Neither of those PAT attempts were good for the first two touchdowns. Then at 6:32 remaining in period number one, a long run by number 21, that is Gerald Wisenhut, 67 yards he rumbled into the end zone to make it 12-6 JC. And then the PAT kick by Deshaun Jones was good. And that's where we stand right now. It is a 13-6 ball game here at Johnson City.
It's going to be first down all over again in about 14 yards because of the penalty, which I'm not sure what he called. The signal he gave was, I think, delay of game, but that didn't make any sense on that play.
So it's marched off against the J.C. Wildcats. It will bring up a first down, and even the numbers don't add up. It looks to be about 14. Anyway, dropping back will be Weathers. He wants to pass. Little floater going out to number 24. That is going to be Mitchell Keomanguru, whatever his name happens to be, and he will get in for the touchdown. So 4:58. It becomes now a 19-6 Wildcat lead. All right. Get my notes taken down, and we'll catch up on the stuff later. That was about a 15-yard pass. And as we said, it went from number 15 quarterback Nick Weathers to Mitchell with a long last name. Now Deshaun Jones is going to kick it. It is up and good. So the PAT cuts the uprights, and our score goes to 20-6. And as you can hear, the fans from Johnson City have something to cheer about. You're listening to live Troutown Area Football here on WCDO.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball parm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies, like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
There is no preference here. All of the scoring, two runs and two passes. Harry Graves along with Dave Keller. Another onside kick will be attempted as Deshaun Jones gets a little squibber, but the ball will be grabbed down by number two for the Sydney Warriors. That is going to be, who said, Bourne? Okay. So Bourne manages to get the ball and just go down to one knee right away. Now they're going to say it was not a legal kick, and as a result, the ball will be marched back 5 yards, and Deshaun Jones is going to have to tee it up and kick all over again.
It's interesting, the last two kicks, he's not kicking it deep to McCarroll, because McCarroll almost broke the first two, so I think he's happy to just chip it in the middle there somewhere, let somebody else handle the ball.
Once again, he tips that ball towards Sydney, so he is not going to put his feet underneath it to get any real lift on it. He sends a couple of his men into motion, and now he comes in, and he will get a long boomer this time, and it goes right to number 8 for the Sydney Warriors, and that is going to be Austin McCarroll. McCarroll gets a little bit of running room, but not very much. He gets back to the 30-yard line, runs into a wall of players, and stops right there.
Number 22, Devin Parker for Johnson City with a nice open field tackle. He drilled him and took him right off of his feet.
Inside 5 minutes, period number one, 20-6. The Johnson City Wildcats leading in this ballgame over the Sydney Warriors. Remember, we will see Sydney entertaining Walton on Friday night of next week. Unitego will be at Delhi in the Saturday afternoon game. So we're seeing more Tri-Town teams against their other Delaware County opponents next weekend. Pass intended for Brandon Walters. And, pass intended in there for number
David
six.
Zimmer.
That is going to be David Zimmer, or Damian Damien. Zimmer. And Zimmer is going to be hit in there by number 22 for the other maroon team that we have out here.
Devin
and that is going to be number 22, Devin Parker.
Parker had him covered very well. But, you know, and Vibbard, he tries to force the ball in there, and he's got to be careful.
Scampering around, Austin McCarroll in the backfield, and finally it is going to be carried in there by McCarroll, and he will get no running room whatsoever as he manages to just break across the 30-yard line. So we'll be generous and give him 1 yard gain on that, but virtually none. It'll bring up a third down and still nine.
It's tough. You know, Sydney, they seem to be going to the air quite a bit. They're not having a lot of success on the ground. And normally, in the past, they've been a very, very good running football team.
The snap goes back to Vibbard this time, and he is looking for Brandon Walters, and goes to Walters, and he bobbles it and cannot get it before one of the JC Wildcats really slam him down. And as a result, it will be an incomplete forward pass and bring up a fourth down and still more yardage than the Sydney Warriors want. Fourth and nine.
That looked like a little screen pass to the left out in the flats. But the receiver couldn't quite pull the ball in when he got slammed into it, like you said, and dropped the ball.
So it will bring up a kicking situation. Nate McDonald goes back to do the kicking. The snap goes directly to him. He gets across a kick that will go to the 40. It's going to be allowed to roll, and it goes down across the 40 and the 35. Finally, it will be touched down by number 62 for the Sydney Warriors, Trey Crawford, at the 32-yard line.
We have an unsportsmanlike flag on the field. It's going to be against J.C.
So with that flag, there will be a discussion as to what will be our options, and then the ball will be repositioned, and we'll be ready to go. Everybody talking about the light breeze that we have here. Some of the other games on today, Harpersville at Whitney Point. Norwich is playing at Sauce Valley. Shenango Forks at Windsor. Eldred is down at Deposit Hancock. So those are some of the games that we have around the area. Delhi is playing at Liberty. And it is going to be a long penalty against the JC Wildcats. The ball taken all the way down across the 20 to the 16-yard line. And JC will take over there, first and 10. Remember, they lead in this ball game. 3 touchdowns to 1, 20-6 is our score, JC over Sydney.
Yeah, Sydney's got their work cut out for them. They're not getting anything on the ground. They're throwing the ball in the air, and a couple of times almost got picked off, and once they did.
Ball will be kept on the ground, and no gain whatsoever. I want to say that was Williams. That's who it looked like. We'll see if who's coming up off the bottom of the pile. I do believe it was Williams, but no appreciable gain. In fact, I dare say it's going to be about a one-yard loss. So the ball now right on the chalk line at the 15-yard line. We'll call it second and 11, certainly second and a long 10.
We've still got a little over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Now, you were making a comment that last night's first period was long. Pass going to be on the near side in here. The man who was intended to get it was number 80. That was going to be Quentin Johnson. And Johnson that time reached out for it but could not get it, and he goes down.
Number 6, Damian Zimmer, on the coverage that time, came in just as the ball got there and tomahawked his arm down to knock it loose. Otherwise, that would have gone for some yards.
As it is, it's just a long strike, so that's going to bring up a third, and we'll call it still 11. Split out to the near side this time is going to be number 24. That will be our buddy Mitchell. The pass will be intended in there for Gerald Wissanen. Wissanen can't catch up to it. He was tripped up. A flag goes down. This one will probably be against the Sydney Warriors. And as a result, we are going to have a discussion before any line markers are moved anywhere. Now they're going to say it is against the Sydney Warriors.
Well, that was almost inadvertent. Their feet connected and hooked up to each other, but they're going to, most of the time, call that against the defense. It was not intentional.
So now they are going to say it'll be enough for the first down as the ball is moved out to the 30. And the Wildcats, who started this drive way, way, way back in their own territory, get a second chance. 3 minutes remaining in period number one. 20-6 is the score. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. Reggie Williams powers his way across the 40, the 45 midfield, and is finally going to be brought down at the 47-yard line over in Sydney territory.
Boy, he's a load. 5'9", 205 pounds. Can you say fire plug?
Yeah, he gets it rumbling. Now the Sydney coaching staff trying to make whatever adjustments they want their men to do defensively. Weathers going to go back to the first man through. That may very well...
Williams again.
Be Williams. Williams is going to get tripped up close to first down territory. He gets down to the 41. So it'll bring up a 9, and will the markers over there make it look like 1. Probably he'll really need 2 before he manages to get in. So with 2 minutes remaining here, 2 minutes 23, as a matter of fact, the Sydney Warriors are going to be calling timeout. This may be one of those things that both of these coaches use all of their timeouts today just simply to bring a lot of water out to their players. It's a very warm, humid day today at Johnson City.
You can see, especially on the dark-colored jerseys, a lot of sweat going on out there.
Oh, absolutely. Looking down to see if our mascot is still in her mascot uniform, and maybe not. I'm not certain. So, as we mentioned last night, we saw the Unitigo Spartans defeat Oxford. They led from beginning to end, finally winning that one 41-21. We said that down at Bainbridge Guilford, it was a 41-31 score over UVE.
Yeah, that's what the paper said this morning.
Did it say that? I checked last night when I got home to see what scores were being posted up on the Internet. They did have that one. In fact, I almost did a double take because I thought for a moment that it was a 41-21 score, and we had two games by the same score. That did not prove to be the case. So now everybody has gotten replenished with a little bit of water, and they're up and ready to go. Oh, you got the scoreboard from last night. I'll see if I can spot things quickly here. Shenango Forks beat Windsor 33-8. Vestal topped Oneonta 27-20, according to the paper. Those are the ones that are in our area. I guess all of the other ones are sort of on the periphery, as they say. I'm going to put that back in your... Oh, that was your case that I moved. I was wondering whose thing I was moving.
Just mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time out. They're out there getting hydrated.
I wouldn't be surprised. As I said, they probably will use every available time out today. So now both teams ready to go again. And it will be the JC Wildcats with a second and a very long yard. It may be closer to two. They lead in this ball game 20-6 over the Sydney Warriors. The ball spotted at the 41-yard line. Second, and we'll call it a long one. The ball from Weathers is going to be handed off to Reginald Williams, and the powerful Williams carries it across to the 35 as he tests the left side of the line and picks up a little bit of running room.
Well, if you need 2 yards, he's the guy to give the ball to.
So a well-deserved first down. All of a sudden, I'm wondering what happened to my... I don't know if something got hit. I'm not getting my same amount of ear velocity in here.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, it's sometimes you get accustomed to things, and when something changes, you're aware that there's a change. Nick Weathers standing straight up, looking around, sends Gerald Wisnett in motion, goes back again to Reginald Williams, and Williams just goes off left tackle and grinds out another 5. He uses that play so effectively and gets the ball down to the 30-yard line for these Wildcats of Johnson City.
And he runs the ball hard. He stays low. His shoulders are low to the ground. You've got to take his legs out from under him, otherwise you're going to get hurt.
So many of the Sydney Warrior defensive men just anchoring down, trying to stop any one of the strong runners. This time it will be number 66 for the Sydney Warriors, who manages to come in and, let's see, give credit where credit is due. That is Willie Wright, who manages to get a hand on Reginald Williams and just hammer him down. Williams that time gets down to about the 26-yard line. It will bring up a 3rd-and-1.
I don't know. I'm guessing Williams again.
Yeah,
unless he fakes it and then keeps the ball, skirts off tackle.
We have all sorts of men running in and running out. Colin Brandle comes into the ball game to replace one of the other defensive linemen. And now it's going to be a quarterback keeper, Nick Weathers. Just gathers that ball in, says we've only got a yard to go. He picks up about 5 as he'll get down to close to the 20-yard line. The end of that football may be touching the chalk mark. 39.4 seconds left here in period number one. The JC Wildcats lead it 20-6 over the Sydney Warriors. Harry Graves and Dave Keller here on WCDO Sports on a beautiful Sunday, or sunny afternoon. It's not Sunday yet. Labor Day weekend. Everybody gets back to school coming up this next week. Dropping back is Weathers. Weathers goes to number 24, and that's our buddy Mitchell again. Mitchell Kiamankow turns and finally goes down at about the 15. Short gain on that play.
That's the second time he's thrown it a little bit behind Keel, and Keel had to reach back with one hand, but he pulled it down but couldn't stay on his feet.
You can tell that something's up when the JC Wildcats come over and snap their helmets off, and what's up is the end of the quarter. So we have the first period of today's game coming to a close, and the score is Johnson City 20, the Sydney Warriors 6. You're listening to live football on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zykamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves along with Dave Keller here in the sunshine at Johnson City High School. Their football field is right along next to, do we want to call it Interstate 86 or do we still call it Route 17? This part of it is still 17, I believe. So if you're driving on your way to the mall, you can see the ball game from the highway. A lot of fans here, and there are a lot of fans in the stands. There are even more fans down at the end of the field because there's a bit of shade down there, and so many people brought their blankets or their lawn chairs to set up down there in the shade. They don't have quite the vantage point, but they certainly have a lot more comfort.
You know, I counted earlier the pep band. You know, you mentioned a lot of fans in the stands. Well, the pep band alone, it's got to be 60 strong.
If you look at the shirts, there are a number of shirts being worn by, I guess you would say, probably advisors or boosters, whatever. And it says, one band, one sound. So there, Mr. Coach, as we hit the end of the first quarter, anybody have outstanding numbers either way?
Outstanding numbers, huh? Well, let's look at Johnson City first. Completed two out of three passes, one for a touchdown. Wisenhunt has got 74 yards rushing on the strength of a 67-yard touchdown.
Yeah, I was going to say, most of that was in one run.
Well, their big workhorse today has been Reggie Williams. He's carried the ball seven times, and I have him for about 54 yards, and he's collected a handful of first downs along the way.
I'm not one who tends to make a big deal about any one particular player, but the one fact that I noticed about Reggie Williams, it's called sophomore. And if most kids continue to improve, or if he continues to improve like most players do, that could be good for Eric Race's future here at JC. All right, we're about ready to go. The ball is at the other end of the field, And it will be, oh, look out, number 21, Gerald Wisenant, who already has one touchdown, now manages to get one here at 11:56, only 4 seconds ticked down. And number 21, Wisenant, manages to scamper in from about the 10. So we'll give him 15. A 10-yard run.
Straight ahead dive. I think they went with the first guy he faked a handoff to, and then he went scooching off the other way.
And we end up with having a 26-6 contest. Deshaun Jones has that ball teed up and is ready to go. And he puts it up, and it is going to be through. So Deshaun Jones gets the PAT kick, but someone says over the PA system that there's a flag on the play. So we'll have to wait and see what is happening. And they are going to say what? It's against JC, and it looks like they're going to move the ball back and kick it again. Okay.
That takes 1 point off the board anyway.
Yeah.
For a moment.
26-6 is our score. So they're going to tee that ball up again and get ready to go. Whenever the pep band plays, Dave, I try to turn your mic down so that we don't get twice the band and one of whoever of us is talking. The man who's going to be holding in there is Ricky Bales. Remember one time, the first snap came back and Bales had to end up running with it. Now he's putting it on the ground. Jones sees it again, and both of the officials say that the PAT kick will be no good. So our score is going to remain the JC Wildcats 26, the Sydney Warriors 6. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. The Sydney McDonald's is open till 11 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
As we mentioned before, just about everybody around the area getting into the action today. Delhi is down at Liberty. Is one of many games. Sullivan West is playing at Walton this afternoon. Deposit is at home against Eldred. Windsor is entertaining Shenango Forks. Norwich is at Shenango Valley. As I drove down Route 12, Green was exercising and warming up for their contest against Seton Catholic Central. Those are just some of the games that are being played on this first weekend of football. The ball is going to be kicked and brought down to number 7. That is going to be Ward. And Ward manages to scoop it up and get a run back to the 40-yard line. And he will be brought down there. And that's where he's going to have to start. Mike Ward making that run back.
Last time one of those up men got it, they just caught the ball and fell down, and Mike Ward that time thought, I might as well get a little real estate if I can.
He gets it back to the 44-yard line. Sydney still with the ball in their own territory. Anytime you come in, you know, we normally talk about seeing people coming into a ball game with a clean jersey, and we know we've got a substitute coming in. Today, it's more of a case of looking down and see who has the dry jersey and who's coming in.
Yeah.
The ball's got to be kept on the ground, and it will be carried on out across the 45 to about the 46-yard line.
24, McDonald.
And that is going to be Nate McDonald who carries the ball.
Looks like he got hit pretty hard. Maybe he knocked a little bit of wind out of him. He's trying to get it back. But he's not fainting an injury, so they're not pulling him out of the game.
Cody Bourne coming into the ball game. Going out is Brandon Walters. Coach is making regular substitutions. Mike Ward split out to the near side. Over on the far side, it is going to be Damian Zimmer. The ball is going to be kept on the ground, and it will be
McDonald,
who ends up carrying the ball, getting up to about midfield. There was just such a mass of maroon in there, you couldn't tell who was going which way and who was going that way.
Yeah, well, McDonald got the little quick toss, and he started heading to the right. Nothing there, so he turned it around and came back to the left and backed his way into the line of scrimmage. Got a couple, about 4 yards.
Again, the same two men split out. It is going to be Damian Zimmer on the far side. The ball will be tossed to the left side by Vibbert. His target, though, is going to be number 24, Nate McDonald. And McDonald gets across the 45 over into J.C. territory. That's enough for the first down. So the Sydney Warriors now begin a bit of a march as they have the ball resting right on the chalk mark at the 45 over in J.C. territory.
Nice little pass in the flats there. He seems to like that play. They've gone downfield deep a couple of times, but they hit the little flat pass, especially to McDonald.
Off on the near side, split way out. Mike Ward one more time. Back in there is Austin McCarroll. McCarroll also on the near side. That's going to set up a passing situation from Vibbard to Mike Ward. Ward won't get a whole lot of running room. It is a complete forward pass down to about the 40-yard line. We'll call it a gain of 5 and bring up 2nd and 5.
A quick slant over the middle, and he led him nicely. Ward had a little space.
Now, they haven't moved the marker, so I'm assuming that we end up having a violation. I did not physically see the flag, but they're going to march off the 5 yards against the Sydney Warriors, so it's going to be an illegal procedure penalty. And with that, we have the J.C. Pep Band right down in front of us moving down, I'm assuming, to get ready for the halftime show. Regardless, it will all of a sudden be a bit quieter here in our broadcast booth.
So that negates that little 5-yard pass to Ward.
So we end up with a 1st and 15. Vibbard this time going to go out to Damian Zimmer. Zimmer went toward the right side of the field. Over on the far side, he had a very good lead on the ball and just couldn't catch up to it.
You know, last night, Harry, I was using a pencil. Today, I'm using a pen, and now I have to X things out because of the mess on the score sheet.
Ethan Green in that backfield for the Sydney Warriors. Now he goes to the far sidelines, and one of the other Warrior backfielders are in. These coaches using the opportunity to use a number of men, but also keep people energized on a very hot, humid afternoon. Carroll split out to the near side. Flags will fly before any ball is taken.
Oops.
And it is going to be against the against the J.C. Wildcats. So Sydney ended up being penalized 5, and then they get it right back, as it will be the Wildcats that are going to be penalized 5. It'll bring up a 2nd and still 10 yards.
Shouldn't it be 1st down?
The ball is going to be snapped back directly to Nate McDonald, and McDonald will get the 1st down. Right side, he's still up. He's finally going to be pushed out of bounds inside the 20 as he gets down to about the 16. And let's see, they're probably going to mark it and say he was out of bounds right at the 20. Good run in there.
That was a nice run.
McDonald.
He jitterbugged his way across the right side, and he picked up a nice 30-yard run right there. Started at the 50.
The ball will be kept on the ground. Again, it will be McDonald carrying. so good to be able to see numbers and recognize the numbers and the names. He'll get about five this time as he gets down close to the 15-yard line. Close enough, so we'll call it five, probably about five and a half that he needs for the first down.
And again, he took a direct snap from the center, so they're feed it to the hot hand, I guess.
They're what adjusting. They're That's the nice thing about the shotgun. So the Sydney Warriors are going directly toward the Oakdale Mall if you want to get your bearings down here. The ball snapped back to McDonald. He hands it off to the man coming through,
Cody
and that
Bourne.
Is going to be Cody Bourne, number two. Bourne manages to get up very close to first down territory. He is inside the 12. Johnson City leading in this ballgame, 26-6 over the Sydney Warriors. But the Warriors threatening here with 7:53 showing on the clock, period number two.
Third and one. This is a big down for the Sydney Warriors. You know they're going to go for it on four downs here.
It snapped right back to McDonald, and he's going to get the first down. That's all he was really going for. He tests the right side of the line, puts his shoulder down, and leaps forward. Gains about three on that play. Down, we'll call it to the 8-yard line. So first and goal for the Sydney Warriors. You can hear the pep band from JC hammering away on the drums, and all of those drummers standing in the shade up against the fence.
I think you get better sound in the shade.
Oh, is that it? Yeah, now what are they doing? They're saying start the clock, so they're letting that run for a couple of moments. Now we're ready to go. The ball goes back to Vibbard. Vibbard's going to pass it and intended down there for number six. That is Damian Zimmer. Zimmer collided with one of the JC Wildcats. No flag was thrown. And Zimmer just pounds the dirt in the end zone because he said that pass had my name written all over it.
He did. Earlier they threw a flag on a Sydney defensive back because they hooked up their feet, and that was inadvertent contact, I guess. And either he tripped over the defender's foot or he tripped over the ground.
Zimmer splits out to the right side this time. Off to the left side, Mike Ward. Three men in the backfield, and it's going to be coming back to number 10, Vibbard, who hands it off in there to Cody Bourne. And Cody Bourne is very, very close to first down territory. And he, as the ball carrier goes down, he's been winded. That'll be a momentary timeout. But he is going to be down very close to the goal line. And for the Sydney Warriors, it will be third and goal to go from probably about the 1-yard line.
Yeah, he started on the 8, so give him 7 yards on that pickup. But he looks like he might have had the wind knocked out of him. Maybe he landed right on the ball.
It's always a bit disheartening when you see one particular player set up a play on a long run, and then somebody else coming in and having the opportunity to explode through for the touchdown. Now we're going to have a number of various trainers going out, as some of the Sydney Warrior coaches are talking to the trainers for Johnson City. And there's going to be a number of people going out to pay attention to what appears to be Cody Bourne. It's number two.
Yeah.
Number two, Cody Bourne down there as he sits up now. So we've got to be a very brief pause in the action, so we'll cut away for a little bit of business, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Sports here on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller here at Johnson City High School on a Saturday afternoon, a warm one here in September. The John, hang on. Yep.
Cody Bourne is up, and he's walking off with minimal help, so it appears he's going to be all right.
So for those of you who just joined us, the Johnson City Wildcats started off in a rather wild scoring situation. They went up 6-0. About a minute into the ball game, Sydney came up and tied at 6-6, and then a long 67-yard run by Wisnett made it 12-6, and since then, Johnson City has just continued to add to the score. A 15-yard pass play made it 19-6 that went to 20-6 on the point after. That was our quarter score, and one more Wisnett run here in the second half has made it now a 26-6 Johnson City game. Look out, carrying the ball is going to be McDonald. McDonald, remember, going first and goal to go from the one, is going to be stopped back at about the 3-yard line, so a loss of a couple on that play.
That was big number 52, Deshaun Jones, knifing in really fast from the linebacker spot to make that stop for a loss.
6:40 on the clock, period number two. And again, we're going to be having a very brief get-some-water timeout as most of the players are now being greeted by the water boy, maybe one of the most popular guys on the field today. Oh, coming up in next weekend, we told you we will have a game for you here on Friday night involving these very same Sydney Warriors entertaining Walton in a 7 o'clock game at Sydney. On Saturday of next week, it will be Unitego at Delhi as we'll go down into the Catskills to catch a game there. If we look at week three, which is the following week, we see Harpersville and Bainbridge-Guilford for the first time this season, as those two teams will be meeting on Friday night at BG. And on week three, we will not have a Saturday afternoon game. That is one of the, that's the only weekend that we have early in the season where there are no local teams playing. Now we're ready to go again, as it's going to be fourth and goal to go for the Sydney Warriors. The last of the water buckets being picked up and taken off the field. And now Nate McDonald is back in that backfield pretty much by himself to take the snap. And he takes it a little bit high and tries to find a hole, and he will not score. He is going to be met in there by your buddy Deshaun Jones. Jones just puts his big old shoulder down and says, "You've gone far enough, Mr. Nate."
Yeah, and he had a little bit of help from Ryan Espy as well. So they had him on either side. You thought he was going to crack the end zone, but it was like running into a wall.
So the Johnson City Wildcats will take over on downs at the 3-yard line. They will have it first and 10 from there, deep, deep in their own territory. We have 6.5 minutes left until halftime. It looks like we will be having a halftime show today by the Johnson City Wildcat marching band. And now we're, you know, I said we were going to use all of the timeouts. I think they are trying to use second half timeouts already. Everybody's getting into the act. This one's timeout Sydney. So who knows? Well, what has what is crossing the mind of Keller here as we have a timeout? We'll see how quickly you can respond to these last-minute things.
Well, first of all the timeouts, you never know. Maybe the officials and the coaches met early before the game and said, "We will grant you some extra time for water because it's such a hot, humid day, but you can't use it to
I doubt that is
to your advantage.
I doubt that is the case. One of the things that I was perusing around getting ready for the season, and I noticed that there have been some changes made in the divisional alignments this year, Dave. If we look at the 2010 divisions, we had Seton Catholic in with Bainbridge and Delhi and Deposit and Harpersville and all of those teams. In the 2011 divisional breakdowns, we are having in division, we'll call it 7, BG, Delhi, Deposit, Harpersville, Oxford, and Walton, and Seton Catholic Central has moved on to play with some other players. They're no longer in there. They're actually down a division. They're still in Class D, but they've moved over to play Groton and Thomas Edison, Tioga, some of those schools. If we look at Division 5, which is Class C, where Sydney is, it's the usual names: Chenango, Forks, Green, Sydney, Unitigo, and Unadilla Valley Edmiston. Finally, the play resumes here at JC, and the ball will be carried by the Johnson City Wildcats. Gain on that play of about 5.
I'm not sure, but I think that was Reggie Williams on the carry again.
There are some names that you can always go to if you happen to miss a play, and that's always a good bet. Coming out of the ball game, Quinton Jones, he comes to the sidelines to talk to the JC coaches. Isaiah Washington splits way out to the far side of the field. Number 24, that is Mitchell Keonag, or whatever his name is, but neither one of them are going to be in the play as the ball will be kept to the ground. Reginald Williams once again carrying. Reginald Williams getting out into a bit of a hole. Crosses the 20, crosses the 25, and is brought down very close to the 30 as he gains good yardage on that one, picking up 20-some-odd yards.
Yeah, he started on the 7, so let's give him 24. He showed a little bit of a flash right there. Not just power, but he's got a little bit of speed, a little bit of giddy-up.
There was just a, oh, my Lord, the poor girl in the Wildcat uniform is still in her costume, but she's got the head off now, so she doesn't have to look at that anymore. Williams goes into motion, comes off to the near side, long count. Finally, Weathers coughs up the football, and Nick Weathers very alertly dives for it himself. He recovers the fumble, loses about 5 yards in the process, but with 5 minutes remaining here in period number 2, he preserves the ball for the JC Wildcats. It will be a 2nd and 15.
It looked like he was trying to hand off to somebody else, but the ball didn't get into the basket there. He put it on the guy's hip, and the ball fell out and hit the deck, but he alertly fell on it, like you said.
JC leads in this ball game. Johnson City 26, the Sydney Warriors 6, as we have 4.5 minutes left until halftime. With the ball, Weathers, oh my Lord, Nick Weathers all of a sudden goes around 4 Sydney Warriors and comes streaking upfield. He's finally going to be knocked out of bounds. It looks to me as if that was Austin McCarroll, number 8, who came over and put the shoulder on him, but not until the JC Wildcats have moved across midfield and into Sydney Warrior territory.
A little 29-yard run. I think that was a planned quarterback, you know, rollout. It made it look like a rollout pass, but he just tucked it away and ran.
The thing that surprised me is that the Sydney defense wasn't able to bring him down about 10 yards earlier. All of a sudden, everybody eluded him. The ball will be kept on the ground. Gerald Wisnett tries to crack the Sydney Warrior line, cannot do it. He'll pick up a couple, and that's about it. The ball is inside the 45 to the 44, gain of 2, and that will bring up a 2nd and 8.
He was brought down by Bryant Gray and Derek Northrup of Sydney.
3:34 left until halftime. split out to the near side for the J.C. Wildcats. Quentin Johnson, the sophomore. The ball will be kept on the ground. Look out. There goes Reggie Williams. Reggie Williams in a play that started from the 44. It started at the 44-yard line, and that run by Williams just went and went and went. So big number 36 ends up rumbling through, I don't want to say untouched, but not much there in the line of touch, at 3:10, period number two. It now makes it a 32-6 contest.
And that just shows he's got speed. Even now, at this point in the game where you know he's got to be winded and tired, he just turned on the jets.
So Reginald Williams getting his first touchdown of the game after doing so many other things right to set up other players. This time it's going to be tucked into the gut of Williams and then brought back out and carried by Nick Weathers. And Weathers is going to be met by a bunch of Sydney Warriors who read that play perfectly. So the PAT run is no good. And our score remains Johnson City Wildcats 32 and the Sydney Warriors 6. 3 minutes and 10 seconds until halftime. You're listening to live football here on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Johnson City. Now, Coach Keller, if you look out there, Deshaun Jones has teed up the ball at the 40-yard line. But in this case, instead of taking the top of the ball and aiming it towards Sydney, it's more in an upright position. That is the first time he has set it up in that position all game. Now he raises his hand, sends a couple of his men moving, and is ready to approach the ball. And then he almost ambles up to the ball and now kicks it away. It will be a low kick. It is going to be taken in by number 8 for the Sydney Warriors. That's Austin McCarroll. Look out. The ball is going to be coughed up by McCarroll. And it may very well have been recovered by the Wildcats. The ball is marked at the 20-yard line down in Sydney territory, and I do believe it has been turned over to the Wildcats.
Well, they brought in a new football. Looks like it came from the Sydney side of the field.
Yeah, let's see.
So maybe they ruled he was down before the ball came loose. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it does look like they're pointing in the direction of going toward J.C. So the Sydney Warriors are on the offense at the moment. Let's switch pages back around here again, although you hardly need it. Vibbert gets the snap. Oh, he's got a target going way down. It's going to be Damian Zimmer, but his pass is way out in front of Zimmer. Zimmer being pursued in there by number 23, Chris Parker. He is a senior, 5'9", 145 pounds for the J.C. Wildcats. He gets his exercise in the heat and humidity here at J.C.
Anybody is just standing on the sidelines, you're getting your exercise out there.
2:57. Remaining on the clock as it ticks down toward halftime. Vibber drops back. He wants to pass. He has McDonald, but McDonald cannot get the ball. That ball was fired out there, actually a step behind McDonald. And McDonald turned but could not gather it in, and it goes out behind him, bounces on the ground. 2:51. That stops the clock.
And this being their first game, you know, maybe they don't quite have their timing together yet. You expect to see that fall into place within the next few games.
Zimmer split out to the right side. Off on the near side is Ward. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. And carrying will be Nate McDonald. And McDonald will get a couple of yards up to about the 25-yard line. So that will bring up a 4th and 5 and a definite kicking situation as the ball is resting at the Sydney 25-yard line. 32-6 is our score. Sydney trailing the JC Wildcats. We mentioned earlier both of these teams are maroon and white teams. Sydney wearing white uniforms and JC wearing the darker maroon uniforms. The kick is going to be taken at the 48-yard line, gathered in there by Mitchell Kiomanga. And he goes across midfield, getting down to about the 45 in Sydney Warrior territory. Now they're going to march it back a few yards, and it will go down at about, we'll call it the 48, and that may be generous.
Johnson City came with a rush on that. Looked like they wanted to block the punt. Now, if Sydney wanted to catch a break, and they need to catch a break, that punter, man, he should have put on some kind of performance back there like they got him. Oh, he hit me.
Now both benches being given the two-minute warning, 2:01 showing on the clock as we march toward halftime.
Or maybe plod toward halftime.
Nick Weathers still doing the quarterbacking for JC. He wants to put it in the air. He's got a target way downfield. Oh, no. His target that time was Quentin Johnson. Johnson batted the ball way up into the air. And coming in very quickly, trying to get it, was going to be number 4. That is Ethan Green. Green came in underneath it, but he couldn't catch it. Quentin Johnson made a second effort, and the ball finally hit the ground, and it just goes as a long strike. But a lot of fans from both sides said that ball will be ours.
The ball looked a little bit like a volleyball match. It popped up in the air a couple of times.
Now the players back at midfield. It'll be 2nd and 10 from the 49-yard line. The handoff going in there to Gerald Wisenet. Wisenet comes around, makes the turn, goes to the end zone, will get into the end zone, but there is a flag backfield. So Wisenet, who has had a couple of very good runs, probably won't get credit for a TD on this one.
You could see it. There was a block in the back, and I think the downfield judge saw it, and sure enough, he pulls out the flag. I think that would have been on Mitchell Kiomunkun.
That would have been a 49-yard run, but it will be a penalty against the against the JC Wildcats. The official comes back and picks up the ball. And we'll see where they're going to march it to. They're going to say from the point of the foul, and that is actually going to move it back only about 2 yards. It goes across midfield. So from the 49 in Sydney territory, it is now the 49 over in Wildcat territory. So it's from the point of the foul that they march it off. 1:41 showing on the clock. It brings up a 2nd, and we'll call it 12. And I want to say a bunch of very tired players here as we're going into the halftime break. Oh, look out. There's a pass, and it's going to be complete. Gerald Wisnett won't have this one called back, and this one goes in as an even longer one. Stepping up was Nick Weathers, and a little pop pass goes now for 51 yards on that 51-yard pass play to Wissenin. And you can't say that he hasn't had his opportunities today. So Wissenin again scampers in. That makes it now a 38-6 contest.
What? So that wasn't a very complicated pattern. He just released off the line straight up the field. The quarterback gave him the ball, and nobody was in front of him.
So that time, Weathers, two whistling. And that puts six more on the board. The GC Wildcats definitely holding their own. Oh, look out. Going up first to put his arm in the air as if the pass was Weathers. Weathers saw he didn't have a man open, so he tucks that ball in and runs it in himself. So the PAT run will be good by number 15, and that is Nick Weathers, and that makes it. Well, they haven't changed the scoreboard clock, so did they disallow that one?
I don't think you'd run the clock on a
No, I'm saying they haven't changed the scoreboard. Oh, no, yes, I had. Now it's up to 40. Okay.
40, yep.
40 to 6. I was looking at the wrong one, watching the 6, waiting for that to change. So the run by Nick Weathers is good. I keep saying Withers and Weathers, and I apologize for that, Mr. Nick. I should not be doing that. We'll keep the ball game right here because it's only a minute and a half until the halftime break. So rather than cutting away, we will sit here and watch Deshaun Jones tee up the ball at the 40. This time he once again sort of tilts it toward the Sydney Warriors and is going to be kicking it on the flat side of the ball.
Come on, let's see you guys take a little chance. Kick it deep. Let's see what happens here.
Well, sometimes you do and sometimes you don't.
I don't think it's going to go too deep.
Miguel Mendoza, 5'8", 160-pound senior, is in for the JC Wildcats kickoff team. We see a number of people coming in and making appearances from time to time. Once again, the backfield does its quick switch, and now Deshaun Jones is going to kick it low, and it's going to be gathered in by number two for the Sydney Warriors. That is Cody Bourne. Bourne was already down on his knees at the 40-yard line before the ball came to him. So he just smothered it in his arms and leaned forward and laid on the ball. Play will start at the 41. A minute and a half as we count down toward halftime. Interesting to watch the fans in the stands as they are all sort of waving light things in front of their faces, trying to stay cool. The players on the field don't have that luxury. Now a man goes into motion. McCarroll, open. The ball is going to be over Vibbert's head. He scrambles back, picks it up, and goes to the sidelines. He's going to be tripped up there. The loss will be about 6 yards as he gets back to about the 35. So second and 16 in Sydney Warrior territory. They can't wait for this quarter to end.
No, it's a long quarter, a lot of points against them.
Long
number 22
half
on the stop, Devin Parker that time.
Long half all the way down the line. So Vibbert, long count, hands the ball off in there. This is going to be number 22, Brandon Walters. Walters gets a good gain as he gets up across the 40 to about the 44. Gets actually very good yardage. It will bring up, we'll call it a third and 6.
Yeah, that was a nice run. He's bowling over a few people.
And now you have a man go down, and this may be your buddy Reginald Williams, and it is. He is down on the field. So Williams, playing a little bit of defense, manages to find the heat getting to him. And the Sydney Warriors take advantage of that time to go over and talk to their coach and also get more water. I imagine in plant you would call it transpiration, but I imagine the perspiration level is amazing. And they just consume water and it goes in through the mouth and out through the pores today.
And hot days like this, especially when you got someone who's working hard, You got to watch those players, man, with their calf muscles. They got to keep them stretched.
And I think you call that rehydration at all times. We have ourselves a 40-6 contest. Johnson City being not very kind hosts to the Sydney Warriors today. JC leads it, as we said, 40-6. Nick Weathers ran in the first touchdown at 8:53 of the opening period. That made it 6-0. And then Nate McDonald ran in a 45-yard pass a couple of minutes later to tie it up at 6-6. But since then, it has been all Johnson City, and the JC Wildcats now lead in this ballgame 40-6. Coming up next week on WCDO, we have the Sydney Warriors playing the Walton Warriors, Warriors against Warriors. That is a Friday night game at 7 o'clock at Sydney. And then Unitigo will be going into the Catskills to play Delhi in a 1:30 game next Saturday afternoon. So that's what we've got coming up for you next weekend. And then the week after that, on the 16th of September, we will see the Harpersville Hornets and the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats for the first time this season as those two teams meet in a Class D contest at Bainbridge-Guilford, 7 o'clock. So we see all of our home teams over the next 2 weeks. And now Reggie Williams is getting up. He's not going to put any weight on that leg as he is being helped off of the field. Now he's beginning to walk a little bit more under his own power as the coaches finally just back off and let him try to solo.
You can tell he's been working hard. You know, his jersey started off maroon, but now it's just black with sweat.
Yes, it is. 32.7 seconds left as we get ready to go into the halftime locker room. The Sydney Warriors coming back out onto the field. And the JC Wildcat defenders snap back their helmets, and they get going out there. And now everybody's just about ready to go. So Mr. Williams is on the sidelines being attended to, and the play resumes. Now it has to be one of those, you want to call it disheartening things, as you see the water boys taking the big Gatorade containers out to the locker room getting ready to refill them and re-ice them. On the field, it is going to be number 10, Patrick Vibbard, looking for a receiver. He will not find one. It's going to be batted away, and as a result, we now have ourselves 28.7 seconds, but we have a fourth down situation, fourth and six for the Sydney Warriors.
22, Devin Parker almost came up with that pick right there. That ball hit him right in the hands.
Also in that ballgame right now, Ethan Green, so we're seeing his uniform, not very sweaty. Vibbard fires it out on the flat, intended out there for Austin McCarroll, and McCarroll is not too pleased with himself. He was relatively alone that time. The ball came into his gut, and he couldn't hang on to it. And the JC Wildcats will take over on downs with 24.4 seconds remaining until halftime. And the JC band has now moved out of the shade and down to the very end of this field. And they will be the halftime entertainment coming up for the crowd here at Johnson City. We told you earlier, there's a carnival going on in at the very end of the field, so there's lots of activity in JC today. Now the ball is going to be snapped back. Oh, look out! Nick Weathers passes it down to Gerald Wilsonet, and Jan Wilsonet manages to just prance in. That ball started from the 45. So So it will go as a 45-yard pass play. You are going to have all kinds of numbers to put in your totals at halftime there, Coach Keller, as number 21 in an almost identical play to the last touchdown, which went 51 yards. This one goes from Weathers to Wissonant for 45.
With the score now 46-6, and they could make it 47-6, you could say they're grinding it in a little bit.
The ball is going to be kicked up, and it is kicked good. And that PAT kick is going to be put up by your good buddy Deshaun Jones. And now that makes it 47-6. I wanted to write down two. So 47-6 is our score. So you'll have yourselves a not too jovial time for the fans in Sydney as the Johnson City Wildcats are sort of sticking it to the Warriors 47-6 as we move into the final kick. We're going to keep it right here because there's no sense in sending it back and having commercials and commercials and commercials. They're going to tee up the ball and get ready to go. And let's see, that was Deshaun Jones. We got him in, written into the log here. Now Jones puts down the football at the 40-yard line. Now what do you say if you're the coach and you're trying to inspire your team in the halftime when they're down by 41 points?
Oh, boy. Well, guys, you got to get out there and make your own breaks.
We'll be home next week. Is it something like that?
They don't normally start with Johnson City, so this is a kind of a tough.
This may very well be an opportunity because of, we'll say, relationships between athletic directors. So the ball is going to be kicked by Jones. It's going to bounce once and be grabbed in there. That is going to be McCarroll who takes it. McCarroll gets some reasonable running room. He is still on his feet. He's across the 45. He got out to about the 44-yard line and then was forced back. We will see where they end up placing the football. But with 5.8 seconds, hopefully, will be immaterial as to where that ball is. Now they're going to spot it down, it looks like, at about the 43-yard line. So the Wildcats will take over at the 43. What am I talking about, the Wildcats take over? Let's try that again.
The Warriors.
Sydney Warriors will take over.
The other maroon and white team.
No, the white team. 5.8 seconds showing on the clock. Vibbard talking to the white hat referee. Now is ready to go. And he drops back, looks for an open man. Oh, it's going to be picked off. Look out, number 22 is in there. That is going to be who? Is that going to be our buddy? That's Devin Parker. So Devin Parker gets the opportunity to run it in. He intercepts it. That play started at the 43. So it's going to be a 43-yard interception. Sheesh. We said something about hoping that that there would be enough time with 6 seconds left. We're getting more than that. So the score continues to mount up. 53-6 is our score right now. The JC Wildcats having a field day. Parker's one very happy boy on the sidelines. I have a feeling he doesn't manage to get that many scores. So he is one happy dude. The ball is down. It will be kicked up, and it is going to go through the uprights. And with that, we have ourselves a 54-6 contest on that PAT kick. And time had actually already run out, so we have moved into the halftime break. with the score. The JC Wildcats 54, the Sydney Warriors 6. You're listening to live Tri-Town Area Football here on WCDO.